Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about some of the books I had to read because of my English classes in middle school and high school. The first book I remember reading in high school is My Sister's Keeper by Jodi Picoult. I had to read My Sister's Keeper for a summer reading program the summer before my sophomore year of high school. And I read it right before, like a few days before school started. And I think this was the book that got me into loving Jodi Picoult. Next, we have The House on Mango Street by Sandra Cisneros. I actually read this book, I think my eighth grade year middle school. I don't really remember, nor do I remember what this book was really about. I don't remember a lot from those days. Next, we have Night by Eli Wiesel. I also read this my eighth grade year of middle school. And Night is about Eli Wiesel's history in a concentration camp. Next, we have The Giver by Lois Lowry. I also read The Giver in my eighth grade year, either my eighth grade or my seventh grade year of middle school. Next, we have The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm so sorry. I don't remember exactly when I read The Alchemist, but I do remember reading The Alchemist during my high school career. Next, we have Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. I don't know if I read this my freshman year of high school or my sophomore year of high school or sometime in high school. I don't remember, but I do remember reading Catcher in the Rye. Next, we have Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. I read this book in my freshman year of high school, and I have seen the movie adaptation. And next, we have Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston. I actually read Their Eyes Were Watching God during my senior year of high school, and I seen the movie adaptation with Halle Berry. Next, we have The Outsiders by Essie Hinton. I had to read The Outsiders in my eighth grade year of middle school, and I've seen the movie adaptation. Next, we have A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry. I read this my senior year of high school, and I've seen an adaptation of this play with Sean P. Diddy Combs. Next, we have A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest J. Gaines. I read this during my senior year of high school, and I've seen the TV movie adaptation. Next, we have The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. I don't remember what year of high school or middle school I read this book, but I do remember reading The Old Man and the Sea. Next, we have Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller. I don't remember what year I read Death of a Salesman. I think it was my senior year of high school. Then we have A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. And I read that my senior year of high school. Next, we have Romeo and Juliet, again, by William Shakespeare. And I remember reading Romeo and Juliet my freshman year of high school. Next, we have The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. I think every person read this book during their high school career. However, I don't remember what year I had to read this book. And finally, I had to read Macbeth, again, by William Shakespeare. And during my senior year of high school. Do I remember what some of these books were about? No, because I graduated middle school and high school many, many years ago. But I do remember reading the books. I know what My Sister's Keeper is pretty much about because My Sister's Keeper is the book that made me fall in love with Jodi Picoult's books. And so I know what My Sister's Keeper is about, and it's a heart-wrenching, gut-punching book. Very well-researched and very emotional. The movie did not do My Sister's Keeper justice at all. At all. And what I recently found out is that Night by Elie Wiesel, it's a first in a trilogy. I don't know if I'm going to be reading the other two books by Elie Wiesel, but that's just me. But I just wanted to, I don't know why I decided to talk about or tell you about the books I read when I was in school. I figured, why not? I know many people have had to read these books one way or another. So comment down below to see what books you read, and let's discuss. Hope you guys have a fantastic day, evening, night. See you all next time. Happy reading!